JD, how do you balance what people are saying about you and the criticism you hear with staying focused and trying to turn that into something positive?
Because I never worry about what people say about me. You know, I worry about my teammates because I'm dealing with them each and every day. You know, it's like a family in that locker room when I was here. And, you know, every time the media says something about me, I always say, don't worry about it, man, we got your back. You know, it's a family in that locker room, and I dealt with it with my family. So now I'm just dealing with my regular family, my family back home. And it's just all saying the same thing, don't worry about it. Just go out there and show them what you got. Just keep working. You know, it's going to get better. So that's what I take in consideration.
JD, you met with Coach O'Brien last night. What was just your initial impressions of him?
Oh, man, he's a great guy. You know, he wants you to work. You know, he's all about working and being that guy. He wants you to be a great player for him coming in. He already talked about how his locker room, they got a good group of guys up there. He said he don't want no bad vibe in the locker room. And I'm like, I'm not that guy. You know, I like to have fun and smile and crack jokes a lot. But when it's time to play, I'm on top of that too also.
Following up on linebacker over here, JD, when's the last time you played it? And it sounded like, I mean, are you at a point where you would prefer that, or are you just so open to it?
I feel like I can play it. I'm an athlete. That's what I tell people. Every time my teammates say something about me playing their position, I say, I'm not playing a position on the field. I'm an athlete. So once I just get back and start working at whatever you want me to play, I can be good at it no matter what. I just have no problem dropping and moving.
Do you feel like you should be the first pick?
Yes. What you think? I don't know. Neither guy to sit up here and say no. They don't feel like it. If you ask me a guy that and they say no, I don't know what they're doing out here. So, yes, I do feel like I should be the first pick.
Like you're
going to
be the number one pick? Is that the vibe you get?
I really don't know. You know, I just want to show them what type of guy I am. You know, that's all I was there to let them know, what type of guy they'd be getting in the locker room if they was to get me, type of worker they going to get out here on the field. Just everything about me, you know, I don't have no bad history or background on me. So I wasn't really worried about that part. Just whatever they want to know, I'm here to give answers.
If the Texans take you, are you intrigued by the possibility of playing with DJ again? Have you spoken with DJ about what's life with the Texans?
My man, I spoke to him. He said the defenses will be one of the best. You know, with JJ Watt up there already, and I believe me playing beside a guy like that, I'd be great, great fit for them. Just help him out just as much as he helped me. I learned from him. You know, take his learning and helping in my game, involved in my game, and don't tell how far I get in this game.
What was it like for you to be in the Houston Rockets locker room, and what would it mean to you if they took you? I mean, in
Houston
your
Rockets,
words, what would it mean?
Basketball, oh, man. I always said I wanted to meet James Harden and Dwight Howard, so when they came to town, they was like, come on to the back, and I went back there. Them guys are just like me. You know, they like to have fun and crack jokes, but when it's time to play, they like to be serious on the court. And it's just like that in their locker room, and they have a great time in the locker room. I was having a great time with them, so it was pretty exciting to meet them.
JD, two questions. First, at this point, is the foot bothering you at all? Is it giving you any problems whatsoever?
No, sir.
And then secondly, when you get that question about work ethic from coaches, from media, whoever, do you understand that question? Is there anything justifiable with that question, or do you think it's unfair?
I understand it well, but dealing with me, I believe it's unfair because work ethic is not a problem. I come out here every Saturday and play my hardest out there on the field. I might be the only person you watching. That's not, y'all might say he looked tired, but if you look around me, I'm not the only one that's ever tired. So I believe football is a long game. You know, you're gonna get winded every now and then, but that's what you're supposed to have backups for, rotate. If you're supposed to rotate guys, everybody got to be there to play. And in the NFL, it's a lot of guys in the NFL, everybody getting paid for do their job. So as I have plenty of guys rotating with, so I don't really think it's going to be a problem next level.
You should be number one. Why?
I can pretty much do it all. Anything on defense, I can help. I can be a playmaker. You know, I am a playmaker. I got what it takes, I believe, to go out here and set the tone for the next guy coming up and help my team out and win games. You know, every team I ever played on, we never had a losing season. Never. I watched them. Before I got there, I can watch them lose. Not just here, back in high school or
middle school. I was like, that ain't going to be my team when I play on that team. So I'm coming in with a change of attitude. I used to tell the players that, man, we ain't about to start losing in Carolina. You know, before I got here, this team, it wasn't really winning like that. And my 3 years here, we were 11-2, 3 years in a row. So it was pretty good for me.
Two more.
What are you going to miss most about your college experience?
Oh, man. My teammates. Well, it was a good group. I came in with a good group of guys. We all bonded together like a real family, brothers. Everybody had each other back, you know, cracking jokes, having laughing with each other. Everybody talking about how you always run into that guy that kind of had the same background as you had growing up. And just having that in the locker room, you know, somebody going through the same thing you're going through, it's great. You know, we just sit there and talk about our problems, talk about something, and then it helps you out, you know. Having somebody there for you just that you can count on. You got to worry about them telling your business and that. So I miss my teammates. That's the most thing I really miss about being in Carolina, playing with these group, the same group of guys that's still here.
Last one.
JD, being the number one high school recruit coming out of South Point, how important is it to be that number one pick for you just for a matter of pride? Or is it more about fitting in with the right team if it's a number two, number three, whatever?
I think you said it. It's a pride thing. You know, coming in high school, out of high school, I told Coach Ward and Coach Elliott and Brad Lawrence, I told them three. I sat in the meet room. I said, listen, I come to Carolina. I want to leave in 3 years. I want to be the first person taken in the draft. And they thought they was like, well, that would be you if you come. And we're going to help you turn into that. And I said, well, I'm coming. Help me get to my goal. So that was always been one of my goals, always one of my dreams to be that guy taken. I just told myself, let's just work and get to that point. Hopefully I can be the first target taken in the draft. All right, man. Y'all have a good day.